Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Went to Rich Weigold's house yesterday. Man, you know Rich. Man, it's unbelievable to meet someone like this. You know, I went home last night and I was talking to my kids about this. And this is probably my fault. No, it is my fault. It's our fault. All of ours. My daughter, I was telling this story and Christine was telling the story and I said that Rich is a Green Beret. And my daughter says, "What's Green Beret?" We don't do enough to spotlight heroic figures. We have to. They ain't on TikTok. I can't stand TikTok. I can't stand it. It sucks. Just does. It's 8 seconds of worthlessness. And now the adults are on there doing those stupid dances. Grown men. Come on, man. Grow up. Get a life. Plant some flowers. Come on, man. Gosh. I digress. So I got this letter about Rich. And I've read it, but this wonderful woman sent it. Marty, I'm writing on behalf of Rich Weigold, former Green Beret, served in Vietnam. Where he actually lived off the land. He's amazing. He has Agent Orange poisoning, had bladder cancer. It moved to his brain. Inoperable malignant brain tumor. He's going through he has neuropathy, which is all that numbness and tingling. He can't use his right arm. I was at his house because they need some remodeling. And he needs a warrior on his side to fight for veterans' benefits. And here's the thing. And it takes my breath away. He's just so damn humble. You know how hard it is? This is what I told my daughter, Chloe. You know how hard it is to get in a Green Beret? Woo! For some reason in America, the narrative is now on Navy SEALs. I think because they took out Bin Laden, I think. And God bless them. They're elite, please. But the Green Beret are the best of the best of the best of the best. And my man Rich was telling me that during the Vietnam War, they would be in a plane flying into Cambodia at the orders of the president. Can you imagine? Top secret stuff he can't even talk about today. The president would call their commander. He got Agent Orange sick, real sick. You know, for 30 years, he didn't collect any VA benefits from it. Why? Because he didn't feel like he deserved it. I am not exaggerating. His amazing wife, I'm sitting there. He's telling me these stories. He didn't complain one time, not one time. And I had one of my good friends, one of my boys, Steve Maz, who I love. We're close friends. He's with the Carpenters Union, and he never says no. He's there. We're going to do all this work in their bathroom. And Richard Bazzi, quite frankly, the Bazzi Family Fund is going to pay for it, which is stupendous. And he's so humble. He was almost embarrassed we were there. And I started talking to him about his cancer. Now it's moved into his brain. And I said, my man, you need help with the VA? Nah, it's a, what? You know, sir, you could get VA benefits. Yeah, I've heard that. You know, we could get benefits for your wife to take care of you here. And her eyes lit up. Because as my boy Patrick pointed out, there's about 800,000 veterans in Western Pennsylvania, and about 15%, only 15%, get the benefits they deserve because they don't know. Why am I telling this? Because he's a hero. He just was. Man, there were ribbons and commendations everywhere. Didn't say one word about them. Green Beret. No one's a Green Beret. And he's sitting there dying and didn't complain one time. And I said, my man, you know, we got to finish your bathroom. He said, thank you very much. Never asked for one thing. This letter was sent by a neighbor. His wife, by the way, his daughter's living there. And he has a brand new grandson. Granddaughter, apologize. Just a month old. I'm sitting there thinking, if America thought this way, quiet quitting, my behind, Rich would die and is dying for his country. Didn't complain one time because that's how he rolls. There's so much greatness left in America. And when you meet it, you embrace it. I cannot wait. I'm so grateful that I got to meet a hero. No BS, legit primetime hero. This guy felt like probably didn't deserve VA benefits. What the hell is he talking about? I looked over at his wife and I said, this is what these guys do. She said, I know. At the end of the day, we're going to do his bathroom. It's the least we can do. At the end of the day, we're going to get him and his wife their benefits. It's the least we can do. But what we can all do is understand that these men, ain't no such thing as quiet quitting, please. Quiet quitting. He has cancer and doesn't complain. Inoperable brain cancer and doesn't complain. What about us? Quiet quitting. Don't want jobs. Don't want to work. Don't want to go back to work. What you got to do, and why I'm so damn lucky, is every time I think we're lost, I find someone like Rich Weigel, West Mifflin. I say, no, man. All we got to do is find men like that and women like that and let them lead by example, and we'll all be okay. Right? Right. Hey, I want to do something. I had to tell that story about Rich Weigel. His wife was amazing. And my friend, Steve Mazza. Steve's never said no. He was out there with a measuring tape and gave us estimates. And literally, as soon as he left, he texted me saying, I got a bunch of guys who'll do this work. They do it for free, man. And they do beautiful work. I love him. He's a twin sons of different mothers. He's a jagoff. That's why I love him, because I am. And get things done, man. It's cool. And we laugh. But he gives a damn. He can't help himself. And it's incredible. I think it's what makes the country so great. The fabric of it, of greatness out there. Like Rich Weigel. You know, it was fascinating to sit with a Green Beret, a veteran who had done all these secret missions that he still can't talk about. And I did find out that he went into Cambodia, which, by the way, were at the orders of the president. And you know by now, those missions were ordered. And you know by now that that was by the rules of that war, as if there are any, it was illegal. But he did it because he was ordered by the president. He's a great man. And I asked him if he was angry. Seriously. No, I said, no. He said, why would I be angry? I said, about your illness, Agent Orange, all the Marines and Green Beret and soldiers that have died from it. He said, no, man. He said, no. He said, I regret that we'd killed people that were good people. It was fascinating. He said, look, I'm not disparaging the war. We did our job. I love America. I love my role. I'm proud of my role, but I just... He said, honestly, he said, I've been thinking about it a lot more lately. He's 80 years old. And he said, I've been thinking about war and what we did. And what we did was we took orders and we did our job and I would do it again. And he seriously was not angry about dying from Agent Orange, which we created and we sprayed all over Vietnam. You know this, right? And it's killing him. It's killing him. And thousands of veterans have been affected by Agent Orange. And you know, he wasn't mad. My man Michael, I have an uncle who was a lifer, served in Korea and Vietnam. Wow. He too was affected by Agent Orange. He died from his exposure. This is amazing. He too decided against seeking veterans benefits because he said he was just doing his job. Another veteran friend of mine tells me of being in a helicopter that was flying into Laos while listening to the president, would that have been Johnson? Probably. Announced that we had no troops in that country. I find it amazing because we live in a culture where folks scream and yell if they have a splinter and they sue if they have a mosquito bite. And I'm sitting there with a veteran who literally gave his life for America. And for decades, as he battled cancer, and now he had cancer in his bladder initially and it went away, and now it came back in full force 2 years ago and spread to his brain. Dizzy spells, can't walk, he has horrible neuropathy, which is the nerve endings in your feet. You can't feel them, so you have a lot of pain and discomfort and balance issues. And he can't complain about it. He just wanted to change things. God bless him. The truth is, these are heroic figures. You can feel how you want to feel about war in America, right? In the business of war, in the dynamic of life and death, in dropping bombs on countries where there are children below, right? Right? And who knows, right? And the truth of the matter is, none of it is a good thing. None of it. None of it. I got sent a video last night from Ukraine. And one of my, the folks who was listening to the show, we've had him on the air, sends videos. And he showed a train that the Russians hit with a missile, and it killed 50 civilians in Ukraine. And what it suggests is the hell of war and the horror of war, because it is horrifying and it is hell. And Rich, thank you, man, for bringing it home. From Chief Harbin, my man, it's a generation that will soon be lost as our Vietnam veterans continue to age and suffer the effects of Agent Orange. I've been in the VA clinic a lot lately and noticed that I never hear anyone complaining. Man. And to a person, the most respectful group of people I've ever been associated with. And he's a Marine. And he's one of my boys. And I love him. Love him. I start Monday, 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'm cool with it, man. I'm cool with it. I'm lucky. I'm the luckiest guy on earth. I have a great family. I have amazing, amazing friends. Insanely supportive. Folks, here's the beauty of the blessing of my career is that I can go to a man's house yesterday, and I talked about him for a half hour, Rich Weigold, the Green Beret veteran, and I can bring someone as great as Steve Mazza with his skills, and we can promise to remodel a guy's bathroom. And then we have someone like Richard Bazzi who pays for it. I'm sorry, but that's amazing, and that's the blessing of my career. We'll just do more in the mornings. I love Larry Richard. He's my man. Seriously, we go way back. Way back. He's a tremendous man. Aside from his talent, which is stupendous. All right. So 5:30 Monday morning. Check us out. 5:30 to 10 a.m. And my man Zeiss attended to. I love Paul Zeiss. Supreme talent. Unbelievable talent. I'm a huge fan. Ask him. From day one, man. Love the Zeiss, man. Hey, this political stuff. Oz and Fetterman. Shapiro and Mastriano. So I did this morning because I'm kind of confounded. Two polls came out. One of them had Oz and Fetterman. Had Fetterman up by about 13 points. Shapiro, Mastriano, about the same, 13 points. Another poll I saw on CBS had them both races about 4 points apart. It's a little weird. Can't trust the polls. Ask Trump. Seriously. Everyone said he was going to get buried. He didn't. So you know. Hey, just from a personal standpoint, it's much easier to get Oz on the air than Fetterman. So you know. I've done backflips to try to get Fetterman on the air. And I go way back with John. Way back. Riding around in his pickup truck, man, 15 years ago in Braddock, banging on doors to make sure folks had heat. I go way back with John. Shapiro and Mastriano. Much easier to get Shapiro on the air than Mastriano. No one has been more compelling to me than Shapiro in terms of helping people. No one. Mastriano's afraid of us. You can tell me all you want that we're biased and blah, blah, blah. He's afraid of us. I would be worried about a candidate that won't do any interviews. Any interviews. Unless it's some wingnut Facebook live talk show. Silly. Just saying. Not judging. Just telling you my... I begged them for Mastriano. I signed surveys, answered questions, all of it. Silly. Check this out. Mastriano's folks, if you go to his news conference, an event, and you have a camera, television, you have to agree to give them the video. And then they review it and decide what you use. Hell with that. What a load of crap. I won't eat at your restaurant unless I can see the ingredients and watch you cook. Go away. If he wins, he wins. But I'm just telling you from my standpoint. Fetterman, yes, Chief, has health issues. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So let's do this. We have a few minutes. I'm curious how you folks feel. Oz or Fetterman, Shapiro or Mastriano? I'm actually curious about the numbers because the polls vary so greatly. Bruce, go ahead, brother.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, yeah, definitely Oz.
Okay. What about the other race?
Mastriano.
Mastriano.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how do you wrap your arms around Mastriano? He won't do any interviews. None.
Neither does Fetterman, Marty.
Huh?
Neither does Fetterman.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I said neither does Fetterman.
Sure he does. He interviewed with John Delano last Friday for 14 minutes.
Did you ever have him on your show?
Next week.
Okay. I'll be listening.
But by the way,
sure.
He has not been easy, brother.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck.
No, I appreciate you, man. I'm not judging. I'm just curious. He makes a good point. John Fetterman has been very difficult to get on the air. For anyone, quite frankly. I don't judge. I'm just telling you. He made a good point. He did. Where are we at here? Don, go ahead, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call, Marty.
Anytime.
Yeah, Fetterman all the way. He's not money-driven, and look who is.
What about Shapiro Mastriano?
Oh, Shapiro all the way.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, okay. If anybody has another debate, let's have three psychologists sit by and after the debate, let them tell you what they see.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Sue, go ahead.
Shapiro and Fetterman, and I think Mastriano is a straight up nut. And he's just not, I don't know how people really listen to him, how they can even think that he would make a good public,
I can't judge. I don't know him. I've never met him. I got to tell you, he was a highly regarded veteran. He was in the Army for almost 20 years. Just saying. I don't know him at all. Some of his policies I don't like, but so what? I'm not judging here. I just want 866- 3-9-1-10-20. If you were voting today, I'm curious about this, considering the wide variation in the polls. Fascinating. Big George.
Shapiro and Fetterman.
Okay. Thanks, George. Ray, go ahead.
Marty, I'm going to vote for Oz for one reason. I'm an independent, but I'm voting for Oz for one reason. Fetterman has come out publicly and stated he's against fracking. He wants a moratorium on fracking. I don't think the listeners in your audience understand the gas, natural gas, is going through the roof.
Huge.
This winter.
Huge.
They're going to get hurt.
Huge. We have to frack. We have to frack.
Well, he's against it. So these people were calling in and said they're all for Fetterman. Fetterman wants to stop the fracking. When you stop that, you have to replenish the supplies of natural gas coming out of the ground.
That's right.
You're going to get hurt this winter.
Hey,
the bills are going to double and triple.
I get it. Hey, how about, Great Britain, their rates are up by 80%. Shapiro Mastriano. Where you at?
Shapiro is also against fracking. He's made that statement.
All right. I'm not trying to cut anyone off. I'm just trying to get as many people as I can. I'm very curious about this. Cynthia, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to voice my opinion also. I think Fetterman Shapiro would be a breath of fresh air in Pennsylvania.
Bill, go ahead.
Both Democrats.
Oh, cool. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate some people doing it quickly. I don't mind a comment here or there. I just don't. I think it's, I love the back and forth. All right. If you're voting today, Oz or Fetterman, Shapiro or Mastriano? Very curious. 866-391-1020. Why am I doing this? Not to waste time. It's kind of interesting to see the polls this morning had Oz and Fetterman. Fetterman up by about 13 points in one poll and only 4 points in another. That's why you can't trust the polls. Ask Trump. He proved everyone wrong. Shapiro and Mastriano, same thing. Shapiro's up by about 13 points in one poll, 4 in another. So I wanted to check your temperature. 866-391-1020. If you're voting now, who would you vote for? Oz or Fetterman, Shapiro or Mastriano? It's been impossible to get Mastriano or Fetterman on the air. There are concerns about Fetterman's health. There are concerns about Mastriano's decision-making. There are big concerns about Oz and his wealth and where he actually lives. And folks worry about Shapiro being a Democrat. 866-391-1020. If you were voting today, pick one. Marianne, go ahead.
Oh, Shapiro and Fetterman all the way, and I'm Republican.
Oh, why then? Why jump?
Oh, I don't. That Mastriano, he's going to put women in old ages, and I don't like him, and I don't like Oz. He doesn't belong in Pennsylvania. That's all.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. What's the name here, buddy? Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Is it me?
Yes, it is. I don't have your name here. What's your name?
Brian.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm voting Republican because I got to tell you.
Yeah.
The liberal cities are out of control. Wouldn't you agree?
You could argue that. Yes, sir.
Totally out of control. So we have to bring some law and order back.
I'm a big fan of law and order. I've said it for 10 years, 20 years. We got to have it. We do. Homicide rates up about 40% in all the major cities. Can't argue the facts. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff. He said Oz and Mastriano. Okay. I lost your call, sir. Call back if you can. 866-391-1020. Helen, go ahead.
I'm voting for Fetterman and for Shapiro.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Matt, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Oz and Shapiro.
Okay. Wow. Split the ticket.
Yep.
Why? I'm curious.
That's just my gut feeling. Okay. I like Oz, but I also feel like Shapiro is a very down-to-earth, good guy.
Love him. I'm biased. I tell you, and I go way back with Fetterman, and I mean 20 years back, so you know. Driving around Braddock in his pickup truck, 2 degrees, truth. speak the truth here, banging on doors when he was mayor and to make sure folks had heat. I've seen him in action. I know his wife. I knew them before they had kids. Shapiro, I didn't even know him, and he called several times while I had cancer. Seriously. So you know. Go ahead, Larry.
Mastriano and the Oz. That's who I would vote for.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Trying to get as many as I can. Scott Tay, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Scott.
Vote Democrat.
I think he said him. I think he said both Democrats. I think. If I'm wrong, call back, but I apologize. Daryl Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a Republican, and I am actually going to vote for Fetterman because of Giselle. She won me over.
She's unbelievable. She's a walking miracle. Reminds me a lot of a woman I know, my wife, to be honest. Engaging, involved in the community, compassionate. Laurie, go ahead.
I am definitely voting for Oz and okay. Mastriano.
Excellent, excellent. I love the calls. I love the rapid way that you folks jump in. I love everything you have to say. I appreciate the opinions. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.